Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with me, your host with the most, Coach Lee. And we talk nothing but women's football each and every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. Continues, that is. But anyway, hey, I'm your host with the most. It's been one heck of a weekend, one hell of a weekend. One safety of a weekend, and you know, hey, I just got to tell it like it is, and when I tell it like it is what it is. Hold on 1 second, got some folks wanting me. What you need? What? No, they're up there. We'll put them back later. Let me finish this up. All right. I'll catch y'all on the rebound. Yeah. See, every Monday night I get the same crew come here. Don't believe I'm on the radio. And they just want to come here and bug me right at the beginning of the show. But you know what? I'm your host with the most. Yes, I am. I am Coach Lee, in the place to be. Yes, sir, Lee. Yeah, I got my rap game on. I do what I do because I am what I am, and I be what I be. That's why my nickname is Flea Lee. But anyway, I got a good show tonight. Got a good show today. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about when to fire a coach and a coaching staff since some of those things took place today in the NFL, and how could we equivalent that to women's football, and when should a staff be gone or stay or whatever. I had a couple of emails inquiring about the Elite Football League, if I have any updates and information, but again, I'll talk a little bit about that. If you want to call in, you can always call in 347-826-7278 or the 7872. I get it mixed up sometimes. But anyway, it's 347-826-7278. Press 1 and pound, and my super duper producer, BJ, out in Sacramento, will definitely plug you in because we are live. Did I say live? We are all the way live. And if you want to talk to me, you can reach me on the Women's Tackle Football group.beam.com board. I'm always flirting over there. I'm always on Facebook. And my system just don't get onto the chat board over at the Blog Radio. But anyway, everything is all good. I see more people coming in on the Women Tackle Football group.meme.com board. We got Animal, BJ, myself, Jennifer King, Mindy White, Samantha, and Sandy. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. And again, thank you, BJ. I see this phone up on there. It is 347-826-7278. All right, let's go ahead and give our sponsors our just due, as we always do. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. We got Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because it will pick you up. And we got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, happening here in the beautiful city of Las Vegas, Nevada, on January 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. You better sign up. Because I got a cutoff date that I'll be mentioning tonight, and also a discount date during that cutoff date. So, again, we will definitely be doing it, getting it done. That's womensfootballcamp.com, the only football camp in the world for women. You know, you heard it first, because I'm the host with the most. I am Coach Lee, and let's get this party started. And we do it like we always do, with a deep kick. And it's a deep kick. Why is it a deep kick? Because we always start the game with a great play of kicking the ball deep into the end zone. If they want to run it out, we want to stop them before they get to the 20-yard line and dare that team to go 80 yards on the first drive. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. But we go deep because we're talking women's football. So let's go ahead and start this off. Quarter number one. This weekend, you guys, let me tell you how short life could be. And why I live every minute of the day the way I do and stay up as late as I stay up and do all the recruiting and all the promoting that I can, because you never know when your day is going to be up. I was coming to work this weekend, believe it or not, to pick up some stuff for Halloween, because, again, we did a 3,000-square-foot haunted house event here on October 27th. And I finally had some time to come and pick up all the props. Well, I get close to my job, and my car cuts off. And, of course, me, you know, thinking, oh, I must have ran out of gas. So I'm like, no, I just put $20 in. And then all of a sudden, I tried to start the car up again while I was rolling in neutral, and it didn't go, but I came up into the driveway at work, and next thing you know, I parked the car, and it started smoking. I thought I busted, like, a head gasket or maybe a water hose for the radiator, because it was white smoke. Then one of the cats came walking down the sidewalk from the center talking about, Dion, your car's on fire. I'm like, yeah, right. So I nonchalantly just opened the door and looked under the car and saw flames. I'm talking about flames. I'm talking about like Burger King flames. You know, like I was about to be a barbecue coach or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's like to get barbecued. But I didn't feel like getting barbecue, so I jumped out the car. Mind you, I had all my football gear in the back seat because I was preparing for Sunday's practice. So I had the big tackling dummy in there. I had the markers. I had cones. I had balls. I had everything in there. And I thought about pulling the gear out. But as I got closer, only after I got out of the car and looked and went back towards the car, it made a sound effect like... And you know what? The first thing I thought about was, it's about to blow. So I ran. And I ran into the center, called 911. By the time I came back outside, the flames were about 6 to 10 feet tall on top of the hood. It hadn't got into the inside of the car yet. But I'm like, man, those 5 minutes it was like the longest 5 minutes in the world. All I could think about was my football gear. No, not the gear. And, you know, the fire department came and they busted out a window. And the funny thing is that the flames had just got into the car right when they busted the window. And my favorite fisherman hat was on the floor in the passenger seat, got burnt up to a crisp. My wife was happy because I don't have to wear it no more, but it was my favorite. I had that thing for about at least 14, 15 years. And that burnt. But, yes, I did say they did save my equipment, so I definitely want to throw a shout-out to the Las Vegas Fire Department for saving a lot of gear. I think it was at least $1,500 to $2,000 worth of gear in my car and my trunk. But my car melted down. I'm talking about from the firewall to the license plate on the front. For those who are got Facebook or Facebook friends of mine, I actually put a picture of it. You know, I laugh and joke about it because, you know what, life is funny like that. And like I said, you never know what's going to happen around that corner, and you don't have control over it, and it could have been worse than what it was. But you know what? What did that have to do with football? Shoot, it had everything to do with football. You wouldn't be having me talk to you right now and give you all the updates of what's going down in women's football. You wouldn't be getting all the good analysis and strategies because I wouldn't be here. You know, a lot of things would be messed up. Hell, you wouldn't even be listening to me right now. So I'm just happy to be here. So, you know, I think my lucky charms, and lucky I had some Fruit Loops that morning, and I'm here on a Monday. You know, talking to you, talking about the event. But, yeah, the car is destroyed, and it's all good. But, yes, I am safe, and I definitely, you know, look up to the sky and thank the Lord that I am here. So, yeah, that's my first quarter. I had to go there because I love sharing, and I love, and everything that I share is about life and about football, and that was definitely about life and football. So I was able to save the equipment, didn't take it to practice because it smelled a little smoky, and I didn't want the girls tackling the bags without me washing them down. So, you know. So, again, if you get a chance to go on Facebook, check me out, Deion Lee, Las Vegas Showgirls, Facebook, and check out the picture. And like I said, I make jokes out of it. And, you know, I was just rolling down the street, you know, sipping gin and juice and didn't even know, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. But, yeah, that's all I want to talk about. But this weekend was great. We did finish our ninth weekend of Football 101. We're going to end Football 101 this coming week. Seeing major improvements. I definitely suggest teams out there, if you haven't done a mini camp, that you definitely do it. You've got to be 10 weeks, no, but you will see 100% improvement upon everybody who attends. Again, our Football 101 is not a mandatory event, but we average anywhere between 18 to 26 girls per outing. And again, most of them were new out there, and they just love football now, and they just can't wait. And we got them to the point where they're ready to hit, ready to lay the wood, as my old coach Allen would say, lay the wood on you and put leather on you. And they're ready to go. So, again, for those teams that are out there, if you're looking for improvement, I would definitely put in some kind of training camp into your program, be it that it's after the holidays, New Year's, and do it for straight, you know, four straight weekends, or do double days on the weekends for the first 4 weeks of January. It's also an opportunity because you get to teach the ladies, and then they get to go right to the TV and see what they've been taught, you know, see it being executed. And that's one thing I love about having women's football during the springtime, and then be able to have an off season where they can actually take what you just taught them and go check it out on Saturday with the colleges, on Sunday with the pros, and also on Friday with the high schools, and even go back to Saturday with Pop Warner. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's great. And, you know, you guys know me. It's all about improving the product. If your product is no good, then you're not going to be any good. I don't care from the top to the bottom of your organization. If you don't have a solid program, if you don't have a solid product, you're not going to get the fans. And we all know that fans is what make this game, is going to make this game last. And that's what we all striving for. So, again, that's my personal experience. That's my personal weekend. Did they do the jaws of life to get to the engine? No, the hood just crumbled. It I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Shrinky, or I think it was called Shrinky Dink, where you paint these little things and then you put them in the oven and then they kind of shrink up and get hard. Well, that's what wind up happening to my car, and I'm kind of dating myself because Shrinky Dinks was definitely a 70s toy. I want to say early 70s, about 74 to about 79, somewhere around there. So, again, that's what my car looked like. If you check out the website, again, on Facebook, my whole front end shrunk up. The only thing that was saved on the front was the actual license plate. The interior of the car in the back was good. You know, I sent a picture to my insurance company. They went ahead and started cutting me a check, and then I wound up selling my car for $100 to Wreck Yard same day. So, yeah, I profited $100 off of that, but lost $20 in gas the day before. So, anyway, let's move on. Quarter number two. When to fire a coach and coaching staff. Wow. Again, some of you guys have some great topics out there. If you guys email me over at, Las Vegas Showgirls at yahoo.com. You guys hit me on the name board with some great topics and some great ideas. I know Jennifer's not talking. She must have been born in the 80s. She said that sounds like a lame-sounding toy. It's an arts and craft toy, JK. It's an arts and craft thing. You know, let us old folks have our day and our memory. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, you used to paint it and then put it in the oven and it shrunk down and you can make a keychain out of it or a necklace chain or something. You know what? Y'all young folks don't know any better. So I'm going to move on, get back to my topic. When should a team fire their coach? In my mind, a coach needs to have an opportunity. I'm talking about anywhere between 3 years to 5 years max. 3 years to 5 years max to put their program in the place. And I'm talking about high school and I'm talking about college. In women's football, I would say 2 to 4 years. Because by the first year, you're going to know if that coach knows what they're doing. You know? You got to give them the opportunity to recruit the type of players that they're trying to get the team that exists an opportunity to learn the system if they're good coaches and teachers. Now, I think you should fire a coach immediately if they're very disrespectful to the players, you know, calling them out their names. If they have relationships with the players, you should definitely be firing them. If they're stealing money and all the other stuff, they need to be fired. But if they're there and they're sincere and they're putting forth the effort and they're coaching and doing the best that they can and putting together a good scheme and putting together, a packet, and if they're teaching the fundamentals of football, you guys are cracking me up. I'm flashing back over to the women's football. Y'all talking about rock 'em, sock 'em. Yes, I remember that, the robots, and you push the button, and you used to hit them, and the chin used to pop up, and now at the end of the game, yes. Evil Knievel, would you put them on there, you just, you know, spin them around, not spin them around, but turn around and go, and you push the button, and he takes off. I actually got in trouble with that game. I lit him on fire playing with matches one day, but again, see how they get me off the subject, because I go back and forth from the Ning board to Facebook. And I can't get over to the live chat room over at Blog Talk Radio from the actual venue where I'm located at. You know, the government got a lock on me, so I can't get on everything. But yes, I am rocking a lot. Yes, Steve Austin, Astronaut Man, $6 million. See, you got, it's almost Christmas time. This ain't no Christmas. Yes, Fonzie in the lunch pail, in the JJ doll, the Dynamite doll used to pull, and then actually they came out with an Urkel doll. That came on after that. So, again, electric football. See, y'all going there. And even the football that used to push the button, it was lights and stuff like that. So, yes, I go way back. But let me get back onto when you should fire and hire a coach. I always talk about how to hire a coach, but how should you fire a coach? Should a coach be fired in the middle of the season, at the end of the season? I think that in women's football, a coach should be able to fulfill, as long as they're not disrespectful, having sex, stealing money, and doing all the things, should be able to finish out the season. Due to the fact is, who else are you going to hire, and what else are you going to bring onto the table that's going to enhance the team? You know, so again, you know, I think a coach should be able to finish the season. You know, some players quit, some players don't show up because of coaches, you know. I think that's where the team captains got to come together and say, you know what, you can't allow a coach to let you quit. You know, I think one thing football has taught me as a young man is that you're going to get knocked down, is what you do after you get knocked down. Dust yourself off and keep trying and doing is the main key. And for those players who quit because they just don't get along with coaches, that's bad on them. Again, it's a gut check. It's a character check. You know, everywhere we go, everywhere we work, there's people that we don't like. But I'm not going to let somebody make me quit something that I'm having fun doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm only with them for, you know, an hour or two. And if they're my position coach, or not my position coach, I'm only with them for 20 minutes. So, again, coaches should have the opportunity to coach at least 3 to 5 years. And I talk about this in other shows. It's up to you as an organization to hire the right coach. What are they bringing to the table? What kind of packet are they putting together to show you what they're going to institute? It's like a business plan, yo. You got to have one as a coach. I can't go get a coaching job at a high school just saying I'm the greatest coach in the world. I can't do that. I can't go to a college saying I'm the greatest coach in the world. I got to have anywhere between a 15 to 150-page presentation, you know. That presentation is the roadmap to what that coach is talking about. It's the philosophy of what the coach is trying to do. You know, you definitely got to have a game plan as a coach. But again, getting back to when do you fire him and why? You know, I see Coach Holmes online. You know, if you want to jump on Coach Holmes, please do. But again, coaches got to have a plan, but an organization got to buy into that plan and give that coach an opportunity to make this plan effective. I see that on the Ning board that, hey, what are you doing, working out? You going to work out? No, today's Monday. You didn't get the email? We're only going to come on Wednesday. We got a mandatory practice on Wednesday. Yeah. That's 7 o'clock. Yeah, if you want to go work out, go ahead. It's up to you. It's on you. Sorry about that, yo. It's 347-826-7278. Press 1 and pound if you want to talk. But again, Coach Holmes, talking about, I say you fire a coach when they become ineffective, lose the team no matter what has occurred. You know, I can't say that when you say you lose the team. You know, and I always throw this out there. Women are fickle. You can lose the team in a matter of 1 minute just because you wore some high water pants. You know, so I think the team has to at least give that coach the opportunity to put their plan together. And I've seen a lot of the ladies that play football that feel that they know everything, and they ain't going to hear it from no other coach. You know, bring back my old coach who quit. You know, no, get on the game plan or you quit. You move on. You know, but again, ineffective. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be ineffective. Are you not being effective in play calling? Are you not substituting right? There's a whole bunch of things. But there's a lot of people in women's football that don't even know football enough to know if a coach is ineffective or not. You know, you look at their win-loss record and you think that they're effective or not effective. You know, apparently that's not true. Now, like I said, I always use myself as an example. I think I'm one hell of a coach. I think I have one hell of a coaching staff. But apparently, the former showgirls don't think that. They feel that, you know, that they can be coached better. You know, how much better can you be being 8-0 during the season? How much better can you be being 9-1? Yeah, you didn't win the championship, but hey, coaches coach, players play. That's how I put it. Now, if you got blown out like the Cowboys are getting blown out, that's a different story. But if the coaches are putting you in a position to make plays and you're not making the plays, that's on you. If the coaches are calling the plays and you're fumbling the ball, that's on you. Now, it goes back on the coaches. If you're not practicing those plays, if you're not doing the fundamentals, then that's on the coaches. I can definitely understand that. You know, if you got these Xbox coaches or these PlayStation coaches who play these games and write down the plays and think that they can do it, that's something different. Hey, JK, that was a modern game for you, huh? Xbox, what did I say, PlayStation 3? PS3. See, I go back to Atari. I go back to Intellivision. I go back to ColecoVision. I go back to Commodore 20, VIC 20, Commodore 64. Okay? Must I go on, Sega? Hey, I know all the game consoles. I've had them all. I got them all. But I just want to throw that out to the young folks. I'm up on game. I am up on game. All right? But anyway, going back into the situation, you know, it's a great question. You know, who has the power to fire the coach? What if your coach is the owner of the team? What happens then? Well, in most cases, an owner ain't going to fire themselves if they think they're effective. But a good owner got to effectively look at their coaching staff, and they're on their coaching staff. If they're not getting it done, they need to find somebody that can get it done. You know, I'm not too proud that if I wasn't getting it done, that I can just sit up in the box and watch this happen, you know, and just be a marketing guru. I can do that. But I know what I'm teaching. I know what's going on. Is that for me? Okay. Hey, hold on one second. I must take a call. Sorry about that. This is Dion speaking.
Hey,
Dion. Ooh. Is that right? Oh. Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I'm doing the show live. I do work. I got many hats that I wear, and I just found out that one of my colleagues just passed away this evening, and I was just informed. But, you know, like I said, and it's just funny like that, you know. I just talked about my first topic, you know, it was about my life incident happening, and then now to hear this. But you know what? Again, this is where football comes in. Football makes you strong, you know. It gives you the keys to life. Oh, we got a talker online. Coach Holmes, you on? Because drop it.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, big boss. What's happening, Coach Holmes?
Not much. Just wanted to clarify my statement there. When a coach becomes ineffective or loses the team, of course there are several different, you know, notions of that, but I'm saying if you look at a team, just for instance, the Cowboys, who just were not playing. I mean, you can tell when that coach has lost the team. There's no fire behind their eyes. There's nothing there. They've lost the message. They're not even trying to work hard anymore. Time for that coach to go. And I say he did it two games too late. I mean, you could tell that team wasn't performing like it should be, especially with the amount of talent that they had. And you can see that in a team when a team just is out going through the motions. No matter how good that coach is, and he may be, Wade Phillips may be a good coach, but that team is lost to him, and there's no reason for you to keep him there. It's just, I don't think so anyway. And it's with women's football, I know it's a little different. You know, women can be fickle, but, you know, that's up to the coach itself. You got to, you know, screen that process out when you hire them, because you're coaching women, they're different, it's new to them, and you got to bring it the right way. If they don't, then they got to go. I mean, it's just really simple. I have this issue when I'm trying to bring in assistant coaches. You know, I've turned down quite a few guys that just don't have the temperament to coach women. You have to be right to coach that. So, you know, I say you know, you vet them at the door. If they get into the door, then, you know, it's really easy to kick them back out, too.
Definitely that. And like I said, I was going to lead up to the Cowboys situation because that is a great example. But I don't think that in women's football I have seen that, you know, where the players just don't play at all. You know, you might have individuals who might not like the coach, you know, and they're out there for the love of the game and don't give a darn about the coach. They ain't going to listen to the coach. But I haven't seen a coach lose their whole team a la the Cowboys coaching staff.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen on this level.
right. And so I'm just trying to be real about it and say, hey, you know, we're not at that level yet where every position is an all-star player. You know, we at the point where we all got maybe three to eight players that are real good players, and then everybody else, we're kind of like piecing together like a puzzle. So, you know, it's a matter of, are you improving? Are you getting better? I don't care if you're losing, but are you being more efficient? You know, are you moving the ball down the field? Are you scoring points? You know, those are signs of improvement in women's football to me. It's not all about the win and loss records, you know. that's how I know a good coaching staff is a good coaching staff, that you can see improvement from one game to the next.
True, true.
Yeah, so it's just a matter, you know, it's all opinionated based and all that other good stuff. And like I said, I love talking to you, Coach, that you bring it, you real, and you make it happen. And like I said, you know, who's going to be ballsy enough to fire the coach anyway without any major things happening, and at least until the end of the season where you get a chance to go out and find a coach in their staff that's willing to come coach women's football. And that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Is finding a good coaching staff that's willing to call themselves, you know, drop their guards to coach women. You know, that's lower than, in some minds, lower than Pop Warner football, you know, in most coaches' minds.
Yeah, they're lost, though. I'm having a blast,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I'm having a blast. If I wasn't having a blast, I wouldn't be going out the way like I've done on a personal issue to promote this thing. You know, and I believe in women's football. I believe in women's sports. I just feel that we don't know how to market it, promote it, and push it. That's all.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that part. It's been this rough since my wife and Ali have really taken over ownership of the team and kind of pushing it out there. It's a lot of work involved, but we're having a blast doing that part of it too. So now I'm on both sides of it, trying to market, and I got good people to help. I mean, like JK on there, you see her on here. She does a really good job of, you know, getting the name out there and herself out there. You know, I got to get up a billboard or something with her on there. You know, she got 4 years, 5,000 yards, and 80 touchdowns. That's like crazy numbers to put up there. So somebody got to know about that. You know, that's the kind of stuff we need to put out there. So I got to find a way to get that out there.
Well, the thing about it is, I think you need to have a record book on their website. I mean, I know I've kept up to date. The only thing that I haven't done is update my defensive stats for my record book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of doing my research and going back and getting all my stats to say, this is it. You know, I ain't got to do each individual, you know, just because BJ played on my team and she made one tackle. Does she deserve to be in the record book? No. I'm saying at least the top five, you know, top five in rushing, top five in passing, top five in tackles, you know, because as football gurus that we are, that's what we talk about. We talk about stats,
yeah.
You know. How many touchdowns did Romo throw before he got hurt? You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
What we talk about. That's why the fantasy league is so important. You know, it's part of the game. But, it goes back to the team. It goes back to the coaches. Getting those stats and putting them up on the league website, because all leagues have stat programs. We just ain't getting people to put the stats up there. So if you don't take it serious, why would you expect your fans to take it serious?
Agreed.
Right. So, again, you know, like I said, I'm just talking. Again, you got anything else, Coach? You got any announcements, anything you want to bring to the table? You know, maybe another subject? I don't know. Hey, this is Coach Lee, 4 quarters of Coach Lee. I'm hoping.
No, I just we're bringing back the show. I think on the 17th, we're bringing the Coach's Corner back. So, you know, there'll be something out there we can listen to. I got a few tidbits out there. Got to get out about the team and about off-season workouts and that kind of thing. Spreading a little knowledge if I can.
Okay, cool. Well, Coach, hey, thanks a lot for coming on board. And like I said, my line is open anytime, any day, anytime you want to jump on here, just call on in, man.
Nah, we appreciate you, Dion.
All right, then. Thank you. That's Coach Tim Holmes of the Carolina Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? They working it over there in the IWFL, and I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all can get along, just like Rodney King said. Can we all get along? Yes. Now, I don't care what league you in. We talking football, yo. Football, 100 yards, you know, 53 yards wide, you know what I'm saying? You get 6 points for scoring a touchdown, you know what I'm saying? You get 3 points for kicking the field goal. We talking the same game. I don't care what color your ball is, you know what I'm saying? This is football. Grow up, and get on board. I don't care what league you in. Let's talk football. That's why I'm rocking 4 quarters with Coach Lee. That's why you rocking 4 quarters with Coach Lee. Hey, you know what? I just give it to you like I give it to you. Ain't nothing about it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, I know it's late on the East Coast, but you know what? My East Coast folks are on it. My West Coast folks are on it. And I'm on against Monday Night Football. I don't even know who's on tonight, but I don't even care because I talk about women's football. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, again, going back to the coaching staff. Win the fire. Hey, like I said, you got two perspectives, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And again, if you don't see improvement, you know, from week to week, if you don't see encouragement, if you don't see dedication, then that's when you let the coach go, you know. But the players, you know what, like I said, the players, you got to bring it too. You got to put forth the effort to keep the coaches there. You know, y'all just don't know how much film I watch. Between the Monday that I get the film to the Saturday that I play the game, I didn't probably watch maybe 24 to 36 hours of straight film of the team that I'm playing. However many games I got, 1, 2, 3, 4 games. And I'm cutting it up. I'm calling the plays out. I'm looking at third down, and I'm saying what they do on third down. And I write down how many times he ran draw on third down. But guess what? When game time comes, third down and 8, it's draw. Like, I analyze it. The New Orleans Saints went to the game, and I'm calling Coach Payton's plays based on what he likes to do. And people understand, like, man, you know what you're talking about. Yes. Even though they lost to Doodle Browns that weekend, they're still getting at me. But you know what? My Saints are back rolling. My Saints are back rolling, so I ain't worried about it. But anyways, if you don't fire your coaches, fire them. Find the right coaches. And like I said, you got to buy into the coaches program. If you have any doubt as a player in the coaches program, the system won't work. And again, a good example is nobody's buying into the salad that your boy with the Cowboys is selling anymore. It's done. It's over. Is he any different than my boy with the Jets? No, I think all coaches are good. But it's the players that don't buy into the system. You trying to tell me that the Jets became the Jets when they was the nothings 2 years ago? They bought into a defensive system that everybody liked. They're aggressive. And they all out. Balls to the walls, as I call it, for their coach. Because they like Ryan Ball. Or the old buddy ball. They bought into the coach. They love the coach. Look at the Minnesota Vikings. All that talent. But now there's doubt in the coaching. So again, players, once you doubt your coaching staff, you're letting down the whole team. You're letting down the coaching staff. All right? I'm going to end it right there. I know I went a little overboard, but you know what? Hey, I take calls anytime. You want to call in, you know what to do. You call in, you got something to say? Drop it. All right, let's move on. Quarter number three. The so-called Elite 16, that's what it's being stated as. Do I have more information? Personally, no. People are definitely keeping that information away from me. Because, again, I got a radio show. I talk about it. I promote it if it's there. You know, if it happens, it happens. I'm all for it. Like I said, I have no problem personally with it if I'm in it or not in it. I was told that I was going to be in it. Then I never got a call that I wasn't going to be in it. People say they missed me at the meeting. I said I've never had an opportunity to come to the meeting. But like I said, I'm still positive if it's for women's football. But like I said, prior to that, my whole thing was what was the criteria of being a top 16 team in the nation, you know? You're going to have people bitch and complain about it no matter what, but at least put down the top 10 criteria for you to be in the league, be it that you've been around 10 years, be it that you won a playoff game, be it that you're able to suit up 45 people. What is it? You know, and that's the question that everybody's been asking and wanting to know. And, again, the question has not been answered. You know, you got some great teams that have been around that have won championships, which is great. Then you have new teams that haven't taken a snap. How can you be an elite team if you never even taken a snap? Again, I don't like separation in women's football. I tell you guys this each and every week. We are all on the same page. The difference between the best team and the weakest team is normally the coaching staff. That's the difference. Because we all recruit. We all have the same group of women who have lack of knowledge of the game. We all have athletes on the team, be it 1, 4, 5, 8, 10. It's a matter of putting them in the right places to make it happen. You know, that's the difference. And then again, the player, if you are coming to practice and doing your thing. Yes, David. All right. Ask Angie, can you put you on the computer? Okay? And, yeah, lady at the desk. Ask her, can she do that for you? Nicely. All right, sorry about that, y'all. Exactly. I'm at work, and my kids are here. I had to pick them up because they didn't want to stay in the house with all the creepy haunted house stuff. But anyway, you know, I don't think there's no elitist team out there. I don't think there's a dynasty team out there. I think everybody is one injury away from being an average team anyway. Be it your starting quarterback, be it your starting wide receiver, be it your starting running back, be it your starting middle linebacker. I think every team out there is 1 to 2 injuries away from being just an average team. So, again, I'm being positive about this. I love the fact that it's an opportunity out there, that it's possible to be on TV. It's possibly, you know, to take care of your travel, you know, that women ain't got to pay to play. I love it. But what were the steps for you to be in it? You know, like I said this before I was invited and after I was uninvited. I've been staying on this the whole time. I've never been a big fan of I don't want to call it, I know, I'm going to say tier, but I don't want to say that. I don't want nobody to get offended because that's what was a system used in another in the IWFL. And I'm like I said, I'm not bashing that at all. What I'm saying is we're all on the same level. Big market, small market, it don't matter. If you can suit up 11 and you got subs, hey, some of the greatest champions were teams that had anywhere between 18 to 24 players on their team. So just because you got 60 don't mean you're going to win a championship. You know, like my mom always tell me, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have, okay? So, again, and yeah, I've done my research, and the company that was proposing it is a company that stock is worth like 0.00001, like a hundredth of a penny per share, you know, which ain't bad either. I mean, like I said, everybody got to start somewhere, you know. Everybody has to start somewhere. The richest man wasn't always the richest man before he became rich, you know. Your boy at Microsoft wasn't always rich before he is now. He started off in his garage. A lot of these Fortune 500 companies started off in somebody's kitchen. So it's not where you start from, it's where you end and where you're pushing to. You know, if you got somebody that's willing to buy $2 million worth of stock at 0.00001 per stock, then bring them on board. It's a matter of moving women's football forward. It's a matter of getting people that can make things happen. Like I said, if you all talk and don't walk, you ain't making it happen, then you need to move to the side. If you lead an organization and you don't want to bring other people on board because you're not the one that's got the contact and you're not looked upon as being the one bringing to the table, then you need to move to the side. You're holding us back. There is, 115 teams out there? And an average of, say, 25 per team. Do you know how many resources we have? You know, where's my calculator? I know I got a calculator around here. Let me multiply that real quick. 115 teams times an average of 25 players per team. We got 2,875 possible contacts out there. But if you're not opening the doors to allow those who have those contacts in to move you forward, we gonna have problems. You know? So, again, I hate the title Elite League. I just hate that. What makes you elite? You know? Are you that good? You beating everybody else? No. There's not one elite team in there. Okay? Again, I talk loud and clear. Nobody's elite. On any given Sunday, you can lose. One major injury, you're done. One player not showing up to the game, you're just average. My whole thing is this. Get everybody under one roof. Regionalize. Beat everybody in your region. Then go to a national playoff format. The cream will rise to the top. Then you can say we are in an elite 16. Why? Because you played it out as the season has gone through. Okay? I'm an advocate of doing it right. just because I'm a good team here on the West Coast don't mean I got to fly all the way over to play New York just to be playing to prove a point. If they go through their playoff situation and make it to the championship, and I go through my playoff situation and make it to the championship, the cream will rise to the top. If I want to play them in the preseason, then play them. That's fine. But I'm glad that we are eliminating those walls and those barriers from the last 10 years. We can't play outside of our league. Dumb, stupid. I'm the owner of my team. If I got the money to go down and play somebody in a different league, then let me do that. Take pride in your league. Make your league bag up the team. Root them on. That's what the Pac-10 does when it's bowl season, you guys. That's what the SEC talk about when it's bowl season. They beat up on each other, but when it's bowl season, they're rooting for each other. We haven't gotten beyond that barrier. I don't know how I got on this topic, but I think it's because I just hate the word elite, especially in women's football. There is no elite. There is no total dominant team from each position to each position, from the one end of the bench to the other end of the bench. I have not seen it yet. There is not a team out there that can suit up a second team that can beat somebody else. There isn't. Again, there's a few superstars on quite a few teams that make the teams, including my team. You know, including my team. I always put myself in there. I had 9 All-Star players that made All-Star. Okay. But they're not so elite that they're not replaceable. If they got hurt, I got to replace them. If they decide to go to another team, guess what? Got to replace them. Now you get to see me coach. You get to understand that, hey, Coach Lee was a good coach. So, again, anybody, everybody's beatable in women's football. You know what I'm saying? This ain't USC of the 2000 era, the Pete Carroll era, where they were total dominant from the top to the bottom, from the first string running back to the fourth string running back. Your second string running back can't start on somebody else's team. Your second string quarterback couldn't start on nobody else's team. That's when you're not elite if you ain't got depth. My team didn't have depth. We had, like I said, a great 8. I tried to play players that didn't have to go both ways. Most of the teams out there, most of your players go both ways. I'm one of the few teams that didn't have majority of my players go both ways. So, again, let's not talk about you elite and you ain't took a snap yet. You ain't had a practice yet. You ain't been in a pair of pads yet. And you're considered elite. Come on now. Be real. Am I upset? No. This is just me. I talk from the heart. That's what I do. But the fact is, if you're going to be elite, put down the criteria of what elite is. And then let's see if every team can match up to that. There's some good teams out there. Yes, I believe that. There's been some teams that have been consistent. Yes. But they're getting older, you guys. They came into the game at 32 years old. Now they what, 38, 39? Get me a 19, 20-year-old right now to go against that 38-year-old. Yeah, you're going to beat me on smarts. But on athletic talent, if I coach that athletic talent up, it's on. It's on. That's just the reality. Look at your boy Favre, 41-year-old, every time he get hit in the chin, it busts open. You know what I'm saying? He's playing with some young cats. You talking about elite? Yes, NFL players are elite. When you talking about a running back 6'3", 255, and hurtling over defensive backs and then outrunning them. That's elite. And then he gets hurt and the second string guy comes in and rushes for another 100 yards. That's elite. Are we there yet? Not even close. Not even close. Like I said, put everybody under one roof, let them fight it out, and then talk about who the champ. That's what I'm talking about. You want to see a true national champ, put everybody under one roof. Let them fight it out. And who stands, stands, and hey, that's who I respect. The last team standing is the best for at least that year. So again, when it comes down to the league, or the Elite League or something like that. You know, put something behind it. What makes you? I mean, if you went 40-1, yeah, I can consider that elite. That's an elite team. But just because you've been here 10 years don't mean you elite. That just means you have longevity, that's all. You know, you got some old bones over there. Fossils, probably. Probably need to get younger. Yeah, stats, definitely. Stats are definitely elite status. You know, I'm in agreement with that, coach. I'm in agreement with that. That should be part of your all-star recommendation, should be based on stats, not on, you know, popularity vote. Not popularity vote. You know, I've seen players that were second string on teams make all-stars. I'm like, how in the heck did they do all-stars? Well, it was left up to the players to vote for them. Oh, I like such and such, so I'm going to put her as an all-star player. That just takes out all the living proof of that you're doing what you're doing. So, again, let's take off that elitist status. You know, yes, put your stats up there. You know, hey, I had somebody who rushed for over 2,800 yards. I think that's the leading rusher on my team in 2 years. I think that's something to be worthy of. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot of individual players out there that I can consider to be elite players. But elite teams, nada. Nunca. No. Ain't happening. And again, my team ain't elite. You know, I've gone 18-3 the last 2 years. I've matched it up against anybody else across the country. But we still ain't elite. We're beatable each and every Saturday. We're beatable. We ain't no dynasty. If you can't be coached, you can't be a dynasty. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it's a long ways away from that. But put it all together. Put the gumbo pot out there. Throw everybody in there. Let it simmer for about 8 to 10 weeks. Then put another extra seasoning in it, which will be your playoff spices. And then, like I said, when it's Super Bowl time, then we're talking about Super Bowl time. And then, hey, you true. You're the national champ. No big deal. No big deal. But anyway, I'm ranting and raving here. That's what I do sometimes. Four Quarter Coach League each and every Monday night. Like I said, yo, I just do this because I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the challenge. I love proving a point. And like I said, this year I got a big point to prove. If I don't win Coach of the Year this year, it got to be a sham. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting off with a fresh rookie squad. I'm talking about nobody with experience. And we're going to come with it because they bought into the program. Because they're doing what we asked them to do. They want to be football players. They want to be coached up. And they put in the time and the commitment. That's the verge of being a good team. Not an elite team, but a good team. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And like I said, you know, hey, let me keep it rolling. I haven't even made it to the fourth quarter yet. We got, 5 minutes left in the show, maybe 3.5 minutes. But, you know, that's what we do here. Four Quarters Coach League each and every Monday night. Blog Talk Radio continues, that is. All right, let's move on. Quarter number four. You know, like I said, I always leave it open for people to call in if they choose to. If not, I always go over to the meme board. For those that don't know about it, it's womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. That's womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. Hot topics. Actually, a couple emails that I got. Is it worth going to the women's football camp? Yes, it is. If you want to get better, that's where the good get better. That's the slogan. Why wouldn't you want to put forth some time, energy, and money to get better at whatever you do? You think a dentist graduates from dental school and all of a sudden they didn't practice? And they're doing these old school procedures? No. They spend money each and every year to go to a conference to learn the newest technology. Same thing in football, folks. Coaches go to clinics each and every year. I don't care who you are. If you ain't going, you ain't no coach. If you're a football player, you're going to to camps because you want to get better. I know professional pros that go to camps to get better during the off season. So don't tell me you're a veteran. You know what I'm saying? You guys crack me up. If you ain't willing to spend time and money and effort into you getting better, then the product will never get better. Women's Football Camp and Conference, it's the only one in the world for women. So why ain't you taking advantage of it? You know? You know, like I said, ain't no dumb question. I just get emotional attached to this stuff because, again, if I want to get better, I need to go to somebody who knows more than me or can show me, can teach me. Like I told you guys, a lot of these teams out there got Xbox and Pop Warner Madden, John Madden coaches. They ain't no true ballers. They ain't no true coaches. I'm calling them out. But they got to get on their game. You need to get on your game. You want to get better at Women's Football Camp and Conference, January 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, 2011. As a matter of fact, I'm putting it out there tonight. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to cut $50 off for everybody from this point. From this point, actually it won't be right now, but from tomorrow to, what's today's day? Today is the 8th. I'm giving everybody until Friday the 19th. I am cutting it off on Friday the 19th. I don't care who you are. Okay? You got the Friday the 19th to pop your $100 in and start making your reservations. Hotel, I got hotel hooked up, and I'm going to give you to December 2nd to get your information in for the hotel. That's about it. That's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? You want to get better? If you can't find $100 to get better and find a ride, a bus, a train, a plane, a moped, an automobile, a motorcycle to get here, that's on you. You don't want to get better. That's all I got to say. All right? So, again, you heard it from me right here live on Four Quarter Coach League. It's going to cost $100 for the remaining people. Now, that's crazy. I know it is. But you know what? For those people who already paid, like I said, we already had we got 130 people that have committed to come, be it that they paid in full or they put their $25 hold my spot down, okay? That goes across the board. If you paid in full, I'll refund your $50 cash right there on the spot. I'm doing that for those who paid in full. And for those who only paid $25 to hold their spot, you just need $75 more. I'm just going to go there. It's not about money for me. It's about opportunity for you. You know what I'm saying? I've taken a loss on all three of the conferences that we had, well, actually two. Money ain't a thing to me. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. But you know what? Easy come, easy go. But you can't beat the experience. So, again, you heard firsthand Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow I will have the link up to get it done. You got to, what day did I say again? Hot dogs. November 19th. November 19th is getting cut off after that. So, hey, coaches out there, owners out there, hey, you got to spread the word. Stop being jealous and stop being tight. Let your players experience what football is all about outside of what you have. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can come back to the table and let you know. They can let you know, you know, what it's about. Coaches, get off your rump to be rump and get your butt out here and learn how to coach. Like I said, I'm working with the USL right now. I got commitments from Jim Fossil and the whole Las Vegas Locals team right now. They're trying to make it a whole USL coaching staff with Denny Green, all the head coaches coming out here doing the whole thing. You know, I ain't promising you that yet. I get the details as I get it. Whoa, hot dog, is that the end of my show? Man, that hour be rocking and rolling, you know what I'm saying? Four quarters post-league. I do this crap every time. Don't say crap. I wouldn't say the us more. That's not good crap. But yeah, I do this for the love of it. I do it for the motivation. You know what? I do it because this is what I do. Either love it or you keep it. It don't matter. I'm still going to be. I'm so silly. That's right. I'm going to be. Line up in front of us, we go people. With something to keep us, we go down south, we go up north. You can come today and feel this. You know what I'm saying? But I am out of here. I got to go. I got my kids here. I got to close up shop. I love each and every one of y'all. Hey, tell a friend. And like I said, the cutoff date is when? So 19. Get it done. I'm out of here.
Major, major. Raise the blazer, brain and trainer. The way I'm living, forgiven.